Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about the blessings of experiences, meaning taking, experiencing certain things in life and taking lessons from them. This hadith is a part of a bigger hadith, which is actually a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his son. And there's a little difference of opinion regarding who this son was. Was it Imam Hassan or Muhammad ibn Hanafiyya? The letter in its entirety can be found in the famous book of sermons and sayings and aphorisms and letters of Imam Ali, known as Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence. In this part of this letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to the benefits and blessings that we can have in experiences. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "I started teaching you manners before your heart hardened," meaning before you had become, an adolescent or an older person, and your manners and your morals and your habits had formed. I started teaching you good things so that, those good habits would form in you. And your mind became preoccupied in order for you to comprehend with your mind what experienced people have spared you from searching and experiencing. Thus, you were spared the hardship of search and the pain of experience. This is a reference to the fact that it's not necessary for us to, in order to figure out whether something is good for us or not, to actually go through and experience the thing ourselves. We can learn from the experiences of others, right? Let's say that you want to, open a business or start a business. Instead of going through the business and learning it yourself, you can take benefit from the experiences of others. Let's say that you want to study a certain subject, right, in college, and you don't know whether that's going to be good for you or not. Well, you can take experiences from older people who have gone through that process and who have studied that subject and see what they say about it. Experiencing a thing for oneself good, also learning from the experiences of others is also something very good as well. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "Experience suffices as a trainer. Kafa bit tajarib mu'addiban." Experience, it trains a person. And when we experience certain things, then we learn how to overcome them. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "The worth of a man's opinion is measured by his experience." Right? The value of a person, his opinion about a certain subject, we can assess it by looking at how experienced that person is. Right? And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Reason is an instinct that is enhanced by knowledge and experience." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings of experiences in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.